Undergrunt Podcast Network.
I still love this soundboard.
That guy's got a really deep voice.
I am very, very slow, guys.
I think anyone that listens to the show knows that.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
Mentally. I'm talking about physically. Very slow. Ran a 5K this weekend. It was the second time I've run this race here in Black Mountain, and I finished 5 minutes slower.
Five minutes slower last year.
So to make up for it, I went back to 12 Bones, which we talked about last week.
The barbecue place.
And I had the Hogzilla.
What? That sounds actually like it could be incredible or absolutely terrifying. What is the Hogzilla?
It is bratwurst, bacon, and pulled pork on a hoagie.
Whoa.
That does sound like the best
thing ever. And yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Well, guys, we should just end the episode and drive to Asheville.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good
I
to
wish
see you as
why
well.
Don't you move? Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don with you. Oh, man, guys. What a week it's been. I'm still recovering from the Hogzilla and I think I'm getting a cold now. I think I actually got sick from the Hogzilla.
Why is my name Cherokee Don?
Because you're Cherokee. You're part Indian.
Is that why?
Yeah. That gets us our some sort of status, and we hired a minority.
Okay.
So we get on a better podcast listening.
Well, as a Cherokee, I can help maybe use some of my Indian medicine to help cure Tony of his sickness.
Nice. I can't wait to see how this works. Nothing offensive going to go on here.
Nope.
So, Tony, when you did your 5K this weekend, did you have people over? I saw you had some pictures with friends in town.
I did. So I had a fat guy weekend. Did the Hogzilla 12 Bones on Saturday and Sunday, followed it up with Indian buffet at a different place, not the old, not the other place where I almost had an altercation. This was a new Indian buffet.
You're not allowed to go back to
fantastic.
That
buffet.
Should I even attempt to say that thing again?
Yeah,
no.
Go ahead.
Not going to.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
What did you have today to eat, Jeremy? Just trying to see if you're in line with my fatness.
How are you two doing with this weight loss challenge, by the way?
I'm not doing well. I'm going to be honest. I haven't lost any weight. I thought I was going to lose some weight when I had the diarrhea for the week, but I actually didn't somehow. Right. Probably because I've got a bunch of tapeworms, but I'm not really sure. Tony, you brought up this week when I was talking about my health thing. My problem is that I eat like a retarded person. And I think you might be right because I kept track of everything I ate today, and this wasn't intentionally done. So what do you think I had for breakfast?
I'm going to say you had McDonald's. You probably did like a drive-through thing, so probably like two egg McMuffins, a hash brown, and a large Coke, and a large coffee.
See, you'd be wrong. I normally would have stopped, but I'm trying to eat better. So instead, I ate a bunch of potato chips. I grabbed a bag of potato chips from my house, and I ate it on the way to work.
Like a single individual-sized bag of potato chips? Or
no.
Like, are you talking like a full-size bag?
Not a family-size bag, but I probably ate a $3 bag of chips for breakfast.
Wow.
And I thought that was smarter.
Are you 14? I have
eggs and cereal at home, and I had plenty of time to eat it and make it, and instead I just grabbed a bag of chips and left. So then I went to work, and I had lunch. Now, for lunch, I only brought a small chicken salad sandwich, and the chicken salad actually very good. But I needed something else to eat with it, so I ate another small bag of chips, a handful of Twizzlers, and some sort of raisins that were way expired.
Are you three?
and then I got home, and I ate another bunch of chips and pretzels as a snack, and some cheese. And then I came here, and I'm drinking Miller Lite.
What does an expired raisin taste like?
It kind of tastes like nuts, and that's not good. It's not good at all. Raisins should not taste like nuts. Nuts should not taste like raisins. But yet I ate a whole bunch of raisins and realized halfway through, and a little bit like pennies. It really was a bad choice.
How many pennies have you eaten in your life?
I've eaten a lot of pennies, Don.
Wow.
If you cut my stomach open, you probably get 87 cents.
You're like a piggy bank.
The world's saddest piggy bank. So yeah, I don't know what my problem is. I go out and I buy good food. I try to make good food. And then on like last night for dinner, I made enchiladas and they were very good and they weren't super gross and they were barely cheesy. It was very good. And then what I eat today? Handfuls of potato chips.
What kind of potato chips are we talking?
Fake Ruffles.
Oh, so okay.
Knockoff Ruffles.
All right. Like the like the Utz brand?
Yeah, the Utz brand.
All right.
Which are better than Ruffles,
yeah,
to be honest.
I was going
to
say they're pretty good.
They're amazing. But I still need to. I bought them for football, and then I just ate them all day today.
Well, there's football.
In honor of football tonight, yes. Yeah. Because we're recording this on Monday, because this Wednesday is my anniversary. So
yeah,
I'm not sure
can
whether
we,
or not.
Can we talk about that for a second,
it depends.
Because, I mean, that wasn't on the old agenda, though, right?
It wasn't on the agenda, because I wasn't really sure we were going to talk about my anniversary, but we can.
Do you want to talk about it?
It depends what you're going to ask, Don. Go for it.
Well, there was an opportunity for us to continue to record on Wednesday.
Yes.
Which is the day of your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And you still felt that it was a good idea to do that.
Yeah, because we're going to go out, actually. Now it looks like we're going out on Tuesday. We got someone to watch our kids. We're going to go out for a meal where we don't say a word to each other because there's no kids around. It's going to be wonderful.
Okay.
And we'll probably drink some very nice drinks, have some nice dinner, and then go home and not talk to each other. It's going to be the best anniversary that's ever been had. We're going to be totally silent. We might even sleep in different rooms. I'm very excited about this.
But do you think that it would have been a good idea for us to continue to have recorded on Wednesday, even though it was the day, the physical day of your anniversary?
See, I still think that I probably could have recorded because my wife is working on our anniversary and the day after. So she's going to want to go home and just relax. So if I'm not there, she can relax.
Tony, do you think it would have been a good idea if he would have just missed out on his actual anniversary day to record the podcast?
I think it would have been a terrible idea.
Yeah, both you and Don would feel like that was a poor decision.
See, no, when Tony thinks that you're making a poor decision, that should tell you that it's a very poor decision.
Look, I'm quite the old pro at being married by now. This is my fourth anniversary.
This is my
fourth
marriage.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm very good at the getting married part. Staying married part, not so good. That's my only marriage.
But,
yeah, so that I thought we should record on Monday. It's a guaranteed day when I know we'd all be free. So that's why I just said we had football today. That was a long point of that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that wasn't on the agenda, but I saw it as an opportunity to kind of ask that question because I don't think I really got an answer. But okay, I got the answer. I'm glad that you chose to record tonight as opposed to doing that on Wednesday, that we could spend time.
Well, the next week you can talk about my impending divorce, so I guess that's fine.
Next week we have divorce attorney.
It's going to be a solid
Bill Smith on the show.
I'd like to skip ahead. I'd like to go to the we're going to come back to the topic that's on the sheet that no one else but the three of us has seen, and in fact I think no one else has seen it but me. But I'd like to go ahead, since we just mentioned football, let's talk about the third week of our NFL Football Picks League. Is everyone all right with that plan?
Oh, man. Ahead. Yeah, sure.
Let's do it. So,
not doing well, by the way. I don't know what's going on with my picks. Usually I'm all the way up top, even though I don't know anything about football. Usually I do very, very well, very uncanny. This season, kind of in the middle. Not liking it.
Well, it's still early, but you jumped the gun on this because we have a sports theme. We're going to use it. That's right. It's the Radio for Winners sports theme.
Sports team.
Oh, man. I'm going to use this thing. I'm going to use this thing every show, but I'm not letting Tony or Don control it.
Tony was trying to
skip the
buttons. Yeah, he was trying to skip the buttons.
I understand. It's totally
fine. If there was any way not to play that theme, I would be fine with it. I would be completely fine.
So our week three is essentially over with somebody that is named RFW Don clearly winning.
All right,
by
yeah.
1 point over me.
Boom.
Nice job, Don.
Yeah.
Except that's not RF. That's not this Don. Don is Donnie Podcast, who I think scored like 9. Not really sure. But this is not Don, and he did great.
But if somebody's going to use my identity as some sort of like an identity theft type of thing.
I'm sure they're not using it as an identity theft, but let's continue.
I should be able to claim victory in that sort of situation.
Does that mean when he comes in last place next week, you're going to say, oh, it's not me?
That's not me. I have my other, I have essentially two logos.
So congratulations to not Don for cleaning up this week.
Where was this guy when it came to a NASCAR league?
He's not in our NASCAR league.
I know.
The real Don is not doing well there either. So
Jesus.
What we started last week was our new segment, Beat Don's Kids.
Hashtag
Beat Don's Kids. Don's Kids this week did okay. Highest score of the Don's Kids group is 11 points, which beats more than half of our league.
Including and, how old is this kid?
7.
Including both Don and Tony here. In fact, most of our players. So other than myself and this not Don and two of the guys from Thundergrunt, Danger Seeker and B, who are on Expert of Nothing and Skullbase.
Now, Tony, this is the second week in a row that one of my children has beaten you in fantasy football picks.
Yes. Now, I want to know, what is their strategy in picking the games?
If you were to really take a look closely at the way that their minds work, they put a lot of thought into it, and there's a lot of ums and uhs, and then they just call out a name. That's essentially it.
Do they even look at like the people who are expected to win? They don't even go by that?
No.
Do they even have any clue what that means?
Yeah, but a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old are pulling up the spread. They go to JimmyTheGreek.com to pull up to see what he's picked.
Whatever they're doing is working, so we need to copy that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that Tony has actually been to Vegas to bet on football games.
Mm-hmm.
My kids.
Should. You should take them.
Now that, the next time we do go... Because I think we're talking about going to Atlantic City because now they do the sportsbook betting.
Yeah,
right?
At least it's allowed. I don't know if it's actually active yet.
So I'll call my kids and have them pick a couple games.
Now listen, just don't freak out. But this is your college money we're playing with.
Daddy
so you better pick right.
Daddy needs a winner.
With the way Atlantic City's going, we're just having to go take a McDonald's because there won't be any casinos left. We'll just have the sportsbook inside a Burger King.
Inside the Wawa on exit 3. It's going to be the most exciting gambling. Did anyone happen to watch the Redskins game? I don't even know if it was in your market, Tony.
I did. That's the only game that actually showed in my market. I was very surprised. Yeah, I watched the entire thing.
Did you see the Carolina Panthers game didn't show in your market?
Well, that was the later game.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
that's true.
Late game.
Debacle.
Did they play the South Park ad?
I missed that.
I didn't know if they played it everywhere, but I know they played it during the Redskins game, but I don't know if it was just in the D.C. market. But
it might just been the D.C. market. Actually, I don't know.
Did you see it, Don? Don?
I saw it. I saw it today, but I saw it like on online.
Well, I will put it on the Radio Foreigners blog as well. I was going to play it, but it really doesn't work well just as audio. But essentially, it's Cartman opens his own store that everything's the Redskins logo, and so it's the fake Dan Snyder in there yelling at him that it's offensive to him that he would use the Redskins name because it meant so much to him, and it's a slur against his company and all this other stuff.
I felt like it was a weak commercial.
I think it would be weak if it was targeted anywhere else, but it was only targeted at the Redskins game, which makes it funny.
Did they get that by? I mean, the Snyder's got to be.
Turns out the NFL will do whatever you want if you give them enough money.
The Snyder's got to be just pissed that they would allow that to happen.
Well, South Park's going to do it anyway, so if he makes a big deal about it, they're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, but during the Redskins game. You know what I mean? Like, I think that you could make sure that those types of things don't happen. If I were Snyder, I'd be pissed.
Well, I mean, he's probably pissed anyway because he owns the Redskins.
Good call.
But do you now has your stance changed on this, Don? Since you are, of course, part Indian, you will be our definite. You know, you hold more clout than Tony and I do in this argument.
Do we physically know how much of percentage wise I am of Indian?
I'm pretty sure it's 107%. I did the math.
I think it was 1/116th, right?
Yeah, I think you're full of it, but okay.
Before we talk about it, we kind of were all like, yeah, who cares?
Did you know what my answer?
I do. I was just reminding everyone at home so they don't have to go back and listen to 14 episodes ago what you thought. I think we all said, who cares, last time this came up.
Yeah, I think who cares, but, you know, it's to each his own. Because now, every time I go on YouTube, now they play the videos, like the Redskins now have their propaganda videos out there.
The Redskins ones are the worst.
So now they have all the American Indians saying that this is part of our heritage and we love the name. They all just look like they're drunk outside of the football game outside a stadium.
All the Indians are drunk outside the football stadium?
That's not what I mean. I mean, it just looks like they interviewed a bunch of just drunk people outside the football game.
So what you're saying is they interviewed a bunch of drunk people and said, no, these guys are Indians?
Nah, that's not what I'm saying at all. Putting words in my mouth.
Well, maybe your opinion does not matter, Don. I'm going to be honest with you. I think
you get these poor people who just happen to be Indians.
Make sure they got diseases, and then you'll just say they're Indians. All right, Don, if that's what you want to do. So do you think that, but you really don't think it's offensive?
I think it is offensive.
But you don't think they should change it?
No, I think that it's offensive. I would, if I really was 100% truly an American Indian, I would be really offended by it.
So you're only 1/116th offended.
1/116th of American.
Would you be offended though by the other, like Florida State, for example, the Seminoles? Would you be? Are you offended by that?
Well, that's a tribe name
on a horse. Well, but then they do like the tomahawk chop, and they do the Indian chant.
I think, you know, you have to really kind of get into like the Cleveland Indians. I think their logo is atrocious.
The Wahoo?
Yeah, Chief Wahoo. That's
pretty, yeah.
I mean, it's horrible. I think that there's, if you come up with modern times, I think we could probably find a way to come up with a better name for the football team while maybe still keeping the colors or the heritage, one of the two. I think the name is horrible. I don't like the football team anyway.
Well, yeah, it's clear we're Ravens fans, as anyone
they
with a
are
live
having,
can
they
see.
Are having a week, huh?
Yeah, you know, but I would say if you listen to
Bisciotti
press conference earlier today, the Bisciotti press conference, you should take some notes from that. He didn't say nearly as much as you just did on this topic that you have no real say in. But it was a good press conference. He basically just talked a bunch and kind of was straightforward, and you know, I'm sure he said some things people are going to take that already were on the fence of that he should be fired, you know, not fired. He has to sell the team or whatever, but he's not going to do any of that.
No.
Not going to happen.
No, who would he sell the team to?
I'm sure there's loads of people that would buy a team. Where do you go for winners was thinking about it, but it turns out we only have $17.
Ray Rice.
That would be quite the turn. Ray Rice buys the Ravens.
I'll show you. I'll show you, NFL. Suspend me for life.
What's your stance on the Redskins name, Jeremy?
I think it probably should be changed because if it was any other ethnic group, then it wouldn't even be a question.
If it was somehow any because other it's Indians, it would be horrible. Yeah,
right. If it was like it's the Washington Chinamen with their panda bear mascot Emperor Wu Ping, and everyone goes and makes Chinese eyes, that would clearly not be acceptable.
I don't think that they intentionally named the team that name to be disrespectful, but it is a disrespectful name nonetheless.
It used to be Dirty Redskins, and they took Dirty off.
Why couldn't we have just recorded on your anniversary?
Without me? Yeah. Much cleaner show.
So much better.
Much better show.
All right.
Filthy Redskins. Filthy drunk Redskins. They took off the logo of the guy holding a beer.
And
replaced him with the
just
face.
Just laying down with a bottle.
Jeez.
Well, Don, it's good to hear you're not offended. So
First off, maybe if they could do a better job of not being invaded, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
I think we'll have to play the tape back. I don't remember. Along with the conversation about how I eat like a retarded person, Tony also asked me a weird question out of nowhere. Do I like ska?
Oh, man.
And at first I was like
music?
What else would I mean?
I don't know.
Yes.
I was just trying to see music. Just trying to see if this is 1996.
Well, that was because there's a radio show that's local here that the guy does play a lot of ska music, and he has special days for it and everything. I guess that was just annoying, Tony, like everything else.
Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I was in the ska when I was like 17, and then I kind of stopped being in the ska when I was 19. And it's nothing against ska, I just feel like there's periods of time where you listen to music and you're influenced, and then you kind of like grow out of it.
Right.
I feel like ska is one of those types of forms of genres where I kind of just grew out of it, and now I don't understand why everyone else hasn't grown out of that.
Well, I think a lot of people did. I just think some people didn't. I mean, like I told you, I had a ska phase in high school. I'd say it was 9th or 10th grade where I wore a plaid hat, and I only listened to
terrible.
Ska music all the time. A lot of ska music. It was an offensive amount of ska music.
I really wish I knew
to the point where I was like, I don't like new ska music, and I only listened to like the 80s British ska for a while, and I was like, that's like the Specials and the Selector and the English Beat. And I was like, that's all I'm gonna listen to.
Wow.
Did you guys do this or no? Am I the only person that did this?
Did what?
Did like found a thing, and for me it was mainly music, but where it just totally changed. Like it was every 6 months to a year, all of a sudden it was like, oh, I'm really into, like I went from that to being into like oi music. And I shaved my head anyway because I was going bald, but I really shaved my head and I wore like a bomber jacket and I just listened to like
it sounds to me like you went through several identity crises.
Yeah, I'm probably still going through them to some level, but now I can't afford clothes, so I don't do it based on outfits.
So did I go through a phase in high school?
Or, I mean, either of you guys. Did either of you guys go through a phase like that where you were like, I mean, you just, like, let's go with sports even. Like, maybe you were really into the Eagles, and then all of a sudden you were, well, not the Eagles, but
I can
whatever.
Say now emphatically that the look that I have right now I've had since third grade.
Well, not with the glasses. That changed.
No, the hair, the polo shirt, and the jeans that are not fashionable.
So did you ever have a starter jacket? Everyone had a starter jacket.
I had an off, I didn't have the actual starter jacket. I had like the off-market one because my parents wouldn't buy me a real one because it was too expensive. But I did wear that, but I never went through like the, I never went through like the whole like look of like the 90s and, you know, the different genres of grunge. I never went to a grunge look. I never had any of those kind of phases.
I wouldn't say I went through a grunge phase because I didn't really care about the music, but that point was conveniently what I was already wearing, and I still wear today, essentially, which is plaid shirts and jeans and hats. I just can't grow hair.
I wore a lot of sports stuff.
You wear a lot of sports stuff now. You're wearing an O's shirt.
I am, yeah, but I loved the Boston Celtics when I was in high school.
Okay.
And I had a Boston Celtics like green pair of sweatpants, and I had a big green sweatshirt, and I'd wear that sometimes to school. I just was just covered in green.
And then he'd go around beating up Indians
for being lazy drunks.
Wow.
So what about in the?
I was in the band.
Well, I was in the band, but that's different. That you.
I really liked Blues Brothers one year.
You dressed like the Blues Brothers? Please,
well,
tell me you dressed
like the Blues Brothers. We did for Halloween because went trick or treating when we were in high school. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. Maybe we could celebrate and talk about that at a later date.
Perhaps closer to Halloween.
I think Don really wants to talk about Halloween.
He's all excited about the fall. Halloween.
I do like the fall.
But then when I want to talk about Christmas, you guys are like, no, I don't want to talk about Christmas. It's July. But I get very excited about it.
Okay.
So you didn't go through like the late 80s, early 90s, like R&B hip hop phase?
No, no.
You didn't have like...
You weren't like a Yo Boy or what's the other...
I was hoping we would have some stories of Wigger Don.
No, I didn't have that. I didn't wear like a lot of like AC/DC or metal. We call those guys grits. I don't know.
Oh yeah, grits is a term.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you had like Metallica and AC/DC and leather jackets. Now we had a jukebox in our cafeteria, and it would always start with AC/DC every morning.
There used to be this this kid that was like a Wigger slash. We called him Yo Boys. We didn't call him Wiggers,
yeah,
but
you can't really say Wigger. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have.
Probably not a good
and,
name. We call them Yo Boys.
Radio for Winners, the show that still says Wigger in 2014.
His name was Paul, but he was deaf. So it was just this kid, but he's like deaf, so he can't talk. So you just hear him like grunting and stuff. You're like, come on, dude.
How would you get hooked on music if you're deaf?
I don't know.
How would you like identify with the music?
Beat.
You could feel it?
Yeah.
Like they kick the box and they feel it?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Like you smacking the table. Yeah, they can feel the beat. Well, maybe that type of music that had that beat was a good feeling for them, and they felt that they needed to be the part.
Cherokee Don defending the deaf.
As long as they're not deaf Indians.
You know how many deaf listeners we have listening to this podcast?
More than not deaf listeners. Well, that was very informative. So I think we should move on to the informative part of the show, a segment we always call Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right, Radio for Winners in the news. Every week we find several news stories that are all over the internet. I cut out all the facts everyone else is using, and sometimes I make up facts of my own, and then we dumb it down and bring it to you in little bite-sized chunks. Never get tired of it.
I'd like bite-sized chunks.
What is the first news story of the night?
Have you guys ever wanted to quit your job? I do it every day, but yet I've never done it because I need to pay my bills. But what if you could quit your job in a spectacular fashion?
I'm all about that.
What if you were on the air at a newscast and you decided that this is the perfect time, the story is tied to something you're doing on the side, and you're going to go ahead and just quit right in the middle of the broadcast?
I like it.
I'm going to play it for you. It's only 30 seconds long. This is off an Alaska television station, KTVA, The Hump.
Now, everything you heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it. I quit.
And she walks off the camera and it goes back to someone else.
All right, we apologize for that.
And she's just staring down.
We'll be right back. Pardon for us.
So
meanwhile, the Vote Yes on 2 campaign held a fundraiser last night with Gary Johnson, the CEO.
That's wonderful. That is a wonderful way to quit any job.
That's fantastic.
I feel like I was annoyed by it, actually. I read that earlier.
Why are you annoyed by it?
I'm annoyed by it. Because I just feel like she kind of screwed over the anchor. She's leaving a job to run a job that's going to have a vote in like 2 months. It's probably not going
to
pass.
She's leaving a job to run a cannabis shop.
Well, and it's not legal there in the state yet. She's not running the shop yet. She's running a coalition of people who are trying to get marijuana legalized in Alaska.
And she was doing a story about a business that she owns, which
right.
nobody knew that she owned until
the
she
story
did,
broke.
Yes,
right.
until she did that story. Yeah.
This is why, remember back in school when like you'd have the pro pot people, and they were always extremely annoying to the point where you were actually against the legalization of marijuana not because of the actual issue, but because of the people that were for legalizing it. This is the same kind of situation. I'm for the legalization, but I can't stand this woman. So now I want Alaska to vote no, just so she has to like get unemployment, basically, because no one's going to hire her now.
Jeremy went through that phase.
She's a horrible person.
I did not go through a pot phase, actually. If I could say there's a phase I didn't go through, it wasn't a horrible stoner phase. So that's good.
Good for you.
So I just drank heavily. Somehow that's slightly better, right?
Slightly.
But so where do you stand on legalization of marijuana, Don?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to see which one of us is going to walk off the podcast by saying, fuck it, and just walk off.
I think that's how the whole show ends. Well, fuck it. See you next week with another football update. That nobody likes but Jeremy. So I guess that brings us to our next story that no one likes but Jeremy. Oftentimes, people say they want more of something they really enjoy. For example, I like potato chips. I could eat bags of them all day long, apparently. And McDonald's food. But you know what else I could have a lot of? Breasts. So, if you were a woman and you had two breasts, and then you were going to say something like, I want men to find me unattractive, what would you do?
Wait a minute, what?
So, you have two breasts like a normal person, a normal woman.
Yeah.
And you're going to say something like, I'm going to spend $20,000 to look different so that I'm not attractive. What would you do?
I'd cut off one.
No, you would grow a third.
Oh,
you would get a third boob right in the middle of your other boob, so you look like the woman from Total Recall. That is what Jasmine Tridevil did.
Doesn't matter.
In Florida. She looks like the kind of girl who would have three boobs.
Do we have a picture of it?
I do have a picture of her in a bikini. She took a picture of her in a bikini after posting that she did this so that she would not get any attention.
Now, does she get the other two boobs done?
No, I don't think so. Here, Don, here's a picture. You're asking me, but now you're looking at my junk.
Oh, my.
She has three boobs. It looks fake, but it's not fake. This is a real paper.
She could work at McDougal's.
That's a joke for seven people, but it's a very good one.
Is that place still open?
Oh, it's still open.
Just call the Dukes. Went to the Dukes.
I think I went there once back in like 1996.
It's still
a long
open.
Time ago.
So she did an interview with the radio station. And even though her mother refuses to talk to her, she says she didn't get it just for fame. She got it because she wanted to make herself unattractive to men because she doesn't want to date anymore. She also says she hopes that this will get her a show on MTV.
Now, why can I see that picture again?
Sure, Don. You need some private time.
Well, no, I'm just, why,
rubbing one out.
Like, who would allow
Cherokee
her to,
Dunn,
who would allow
shuffling
her to,
along.
Who would allow her to do that? First off, she's not really all that attractive to begin with.
No, that's what I'm
so.
Saying. She looks like the kind of girl that needs three boobs for people to pay attention.
Yeah, but why? Who would let her do that? It looks like she's got like a little
Apparently,
tiny water balloon in between.
It turns out if you have $20,000, people will do that for you.
Doesn't it look like a little water balloon?
It looks fake. It looks like it's a movie prop.
Oh my God.
But apparently it's three real boobs, although one apparently does nothing because it's a tattooed nipple. So it's just a lump of fat.
Jesus. What
like
is wrong
me.
With people?
Like me.
You are a lump of fat. But we love you.
Thanks. That's very nice, Don.
You're welcome.
That's very rude.
I care about my friend.
Radio for Winners with Cherokee Don, Tony, and Lump of Fat.
Bricks. Speaking of things you want more of and sometimes you don't know enough, I also like those caramel apple Oreos enough that I took the whole bag home and ate after last show, but this guy doesn't want more of what he has because he has 100 orgasms a day. I just tripped over my own tongue. That
Jesus.
Sucks.
Dropping loads.
Dropping loads. He has 100 orgasms a day. Tony sent me this story right before we went on the air.
All right.
Right before.
I thought it was fake.
But it's the New York Post. That's paper.
You can go either way with those stories. But it's so well written. I think you should just read the entire article.
I'm going to read the whole article. But I think it needs something to make this article even better.
Play it.
This article is in the New York Post, called The Living Hell of a Man Who Orgasms 100 Times a Day. Experiencing 100 orgasms a day may sound like the gift that keeps on giving, but a heartbroken man from Wisconsin can assure you it's much more of a curse. This man's name is Dale Decker. He's 37, father of two.
Decker.
He suffers from an uncontrollable condition known as persistent genital arousal syndrome.
Which I Googled, and it is a real condition.
Well, I've seen that women have this. I've never seen a guy that has it until today with Dale Decker.
You've seen women that have Decker. It?
I mean, not in real life on TV. Like the I Have a Weird Sex show, like a weird sex problem. It's on TLC because that's an important TLC show. I forgot the name of it, but it's about people with weird sex disorders.
I'm watching guys build tree houses on some other channel. You're
not
watching
me.
That.
No, I like to watch people who are turned on by dogs and stuff. Let me continue with the story. He first felt the symptoms after he slipped a disc in his back and was on his way to the hospital. Decker then inexplicably ejaculated 5 times on the drive, and he says he's not been able to stop it ever since. Here's
a
quote.
Wear a diaper?
Here's a quote. He doesn't get into that, but here's. You'd think this sounds like a good deal because I like having ejaculations, and I think all of us can agree. Let's all take a stance on that. Ejaculations, they're all right.
They're all right.
Imagine being on your knees at your father's funeral behind his casket, saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there. While your whole family is standing right behind you. I feel bad for this guy.
Have that emotional response tied to it, you know? Like, because, or if it's just reached a point where he can just do it without having to, like, do the face.
He's constantly making the face for no reason. He's like at McDonald's ordering, I think I'll have the number 2 meal. And
he's like making a face at his dad. He's in a coffin.
This is the worst story. But I do love reading it.
Oh, my God.
But he continues. He goes into some other problems he has. And I have to play the music again because it's just that good. If you're in public, if you're in front of kids, it's disgusting. It can break you real fast. It happened to me at the grocery store, and when it was over, there were 150 people looking straight at me. It makes you never want to have another orgasm for as long as you live.
Yeah, can I get a 0.5 pound of roast beef?
Pretty terrible.
Wow.
But here's something ironic.
But like, does he have a job?
You know, that's a good question.
What if he's doing like a PowerPoint presentation at work? Sales were they're up.
This is a horrible story, and I'm very sad that we're laughing about it, but it's pretty amazing.
I bet that would be a bad infliction.
But here's the part that I was amazed by. Occasionally, his wife and him will try to have sex, but it's very frustrating, as this has been unable to let me finish. But he's finishing 100 times a day. Couldn't they just wait? It's got to happen like every 20 minutes.
So he can't finish when he has sex with his wife?
No, but he can apparently finish at the grocery store at his dad's funeral.
It's
a very sad story.
How does it make the wife feel?
Not good. They look very miserable. All the pictures on this story, which I will post on RadioForeigners.com, is just very sad.
Wow.
It's a horrendous spasm and can be terribly painful. A lot like Radio for Winners.
We're like an infliction. That's nice.
Well, I think that's all the news I've got for today. I would like to remind everybody that this Friday is the Thunder Grunt Podcast Network.
Yeah, what's
live
what's going
recording?
On with that?
It's on Friday night. This Friday, because it's going to go up on Friday at the Wind Up Space in Baltimore. We'll have more information on both Facebook and our blog. It's going to be a live recording.
So it's tonight.
It's tonight for when this airs. It's going to be a live recording of 2 different podcasts.
As long as this airs on Friday,
theater of the mind. He doesn't get.
I need this all written out for me, guys. I apologize. I'm still stuck on the fact that this guy has ruined his life.
Can
by coming
we get
on
him?
We can try to get him as a guest. I wonder how many times he would ejaculate during the call. I ejaculated 4 times during this show. But you should come out to the Wind Up Space. It's
a
free show, I believe. There will be stand-up. There will be a band, Cowabunga Pizza Time. and there will be live podcast recordings, and Don and I will be sitting at a bar angrily drinking. So,
signing autographs,
but probably not, because no one's going to come talk to us, so we'll just be sitting there talking to each other about
breaking
the Orioles.
Breaking the law.
No, thank you. See you guys next week.
Breaking the law. This isn't breaking the law.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.